Radio.
God, I hate Brits sometimes.
What was
Love
that?
Talk Radio.
See? Love Talk Radio.
Yeah, sorry. Headphones fell. What up, everybody?
Hey,
what's going on?
Radio. What up, Blog Talk Radio World? There's another episode of The Menu. We got Mika in the house, Nicole in the house, and Brother B in the house. What up, y'all?
What's going on?
We said good morning. Oh, and how was your day?
Good morning.
Let's start with Mika. How was your day?
Sober.
Sober?
Somebody needs to go to bed.
That is sober. That was my day. How was your day?
I could use some more sleep.
Okay, well, then I think
sleep
you should
is very
the
important.
Season.
Use some more sleep. How was your day, Nick?
I can use some more sleep, too. I'm under the covers.
Yeah, see, you
were
nice,
you
right?
Your day off?
Yes, my day off.
Okay.
And I'm sober. I wasn't yesterday. That's why my stomach hurts. I think I had too much to drink.
Oh, really?
See?
I'm like what you thought.
Ooh, you know, I'm glad I kind of missed that. Because I would have been acting up right alongside him, see? You know I'm useless. I'm not encouraging the bad behavior.
Start trouble with what?
Asking me that question.
Oh, what you? Okay. Oh, is your stomach hurt?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I don't think she I don't think she would have gotten her uterus shifted the day before. Well, then again, if she was off today, it wouldn't have mattered. But
listen, hey, you never know. When the mood strikes, the mood strikes.
Well, this is true, too, but however, that recovery time is kind of serious, though.
Oh, yeah, this is true. But, you know, it is what it is. Nobody's
well,
a new
true,
jack
too.
At the game.
So,
let's to deal with our topic for today.
I didn't even see the paper. Did you guys read the paper about Charlie Sheen?
I didn't read the paper. I was on the MSN homepage. This was yesterday that it came down. And I was just like, okay.
Did you actually hear him make the announcement? He actually said it?
Well, what happened was he was being blackmailed pretty
much.
Initially, what happened was there was a small set of people that was close to him that knew about it, and he was paying them to keep their mouths shut.
Oh.
But apparently, someone couldn't keep their mouth shut long enough, and it actually came out about a year and a half ago from, I guess he was the executive producer of Anger Management that had typed out an email regarding Charlie Sheen and the drug use and his being HIV positive.
Mm-hmm.
And he had tried to keep it out of the press and everything for as long as he could, but eventually, you know, with stuff like that, if you don't pay enough people the right amount of money, someone's going blast in the media.
This is true.
Wow.
So you know what? Honestly, it is what it is, you know? Much like Magic Johnson, he'll probably live for freaking 30 years.
Yeah, but they
ain't
even alive.
He ain't got it.
He look like he's dying.
He ain't got it.
Look like he's been dying for the past 10 years, honey.
He don't take care of himself. See, Magic Johnson does.
Well, this is the thing. Charlie always had an issue with drugs. Always had an issue with drugs.
Right.
You know, so look at Michael Douglas. Prime example. Michael Douglas, huge druggie, huge alcoholic. He looks like death. And I don't think that's supernatural. But you know what? When his father was, listen, before his father had that stroke, Father looked good for his age. Mike looked like he was about to kill over. You understand what I'm saying? There's a difference. Mike doesn't
abuse
drugs.
I just don't feel it should have been. I just feel everything that's going on, I don't see why it was necessary for it to make the fucking front page of the paper. You know what I'm saying? He's not the first person, and he won't be the last person.
No, he won't, but
you
know what? He's the most infamous. He's one of the most infamous druggies and man whores in freaking Hollywood running around talking about tiger blood, tiger blood. Yeah, you should have double-checked that tiger blood before you injected yourself with it. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
And I'm probably going to hell in a handbasket for that smart-ass comment, but it is what it is.
So they're saying he got it from drug use, not sex?
It was they're not saying exactly where it came from, but the porn chicks that he was messing with, they're all HIV-free. They have no STDs. So I'm gonna say he got it from shooting up.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say he got it from shooting up.
You think so?
Yeah. Absolutely. Because all his ex-wives and all their kids have all been tested. Everyone's
Thank
negative.
God.
Okay? All of the porno chicks that he was messing with, they have nothing. You understand what I'm saying? They're lucky. Everybody's lucky, from the porno chicks down to the kids. They're all lucky. I firmly believe that Charlie got it from shooting up. But we'll find out as time goes on. Because you know more of the story is going to be released, blah, blah, blah. But I'm curious to see who in Hollywood is going to jump on the bandwagon. That's what I'm curious to find out.
What do you mean by jump on the bandwagon?
Because everybody in Hollywood was condemning him, and he was the worst person ever, and blah, blah, blah. But now that he's got this disease, I want to see who's going to jump on Charlie, I didn't mean everything that I said. I really do love you, and I care about you, bandwagon.
You think so?
And I've already got my pick as to who's going to jump in. I'm saying we're going Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, George Clooney, the Kardashians, all the people that love the same.
You got the Angelina Jolie, negative.
You know what? This is why I'm saying this. Now, she may not, but this is why I'm saying it. Because her, much like Brad Pitt and George Clooney, they all want to jump up and rally for this cause and that cause and blah, blah. Oh, my God.
No, Angelina Jolie ain't going to give a fuck about that. No.
We'll see. Listen, all I'm saying is that Hollywood is so fake, it makes fake seem real. There is more. Hollywood is ridiculous. I would consider a Barbie doll more realistic than most of the people that are in Hollywood today. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. So
What do you think about him just announcing it?
I feel it's none of people's business. Who the fuck am I trying to sound mean, but who cares?
But this is the thing. Initially, he had no intentions on telling anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have denied it.
How long can you actually deny it when at this point people are actually pulling it out? And again, I'm pretty sure he didn't want the world to know. I'm pretty sure he wanted people to still think he had tiger blood pumping through him. I'm pretty sure that's what he wanted. Because
I wouldn't
have
came out and said
shit. Way.
I wouldn't have came out and said nothing. I would have been like this. That's it. You can't make no. That's none of your business.
The problem is we live in such a world where the smallest thing that someone in Hollywood does automatically becomes front page news. That's the problem. We are really a tabloid based society, and honestly, we turn out to a lot of the real issues that are facing this world today. We turn a blind eye to the real issues to focus on the fake shit. Like, seriously? I don't care about the basketball household. I don't care about the Rocks and my bills. I don't care about T.I. and Tiny, and I don't care. I don't care about these people. They ain't paying my bills. The only people I care about are my boys on Supernatural and Walking Dead and Into the Batman. That's it. You know? Personally, I don't focus on this other stuff. It's not that serious to me. You know, I honestly, and it's not to be mean, but, you know, I agree with Nicole. I don't really care what is. I don't care about Charlie Sheen like that. Unless he's making another Hot Shots movie, I'm not interested.
Oh, come on. Hot Shots.
You know what I'm saying? What are you going to do, make The Race too? I mean, come on, at this stage. But this is, I don't care about Charlie Sheen if he's not in a movie or a TV show. You know?
I didn't care. Like, especially with everything going on. You know, with people being murdered in other countries. It's like we have a lot going on. And that shit made front page? Really?
But you know
but
what? Have you ever thought about it? Maybe that's the idea.
Yeah,
maybe that's the idea. Because if you notice, every time something pops off bad, something else pops off in the news.
Oh, yeah.
Alongside
but notice how many people actually care about him. Not too many. And it's funny because there aren't a whole lot of things. There aren't a whole lot of things running around on Facebook about these people.
No, because
there
My thing is, does it really surprise you, number one? And number two, is it really valid? That's my thing, because you notice the timing of it. Is this really what's going on, or you're just trying to, you know, masquerade, you know, you're just trying to do a nice little cover-up
story?
Yeah,
and that's that. But absolutely.
Because, like I said, I mean, it's just really... This France thing happened on Friday. Then all of a sudden,
yeah,
Charlie Sheen wants to come out with, oh, I'm HIV positive. And it had to
and
be
no one cares
strong
about, and
enough
no one cares about France. I'm sorry,
attention.
I don't care about France either, if you want the truth.
I don't either. And I'm not like everybody else changing my profile picture or whatever. And France ain't the only one that's going through. Other countries are too. Why are they not changing their profile picture to those colors? And
because,
I don't get it.
Because
they're black. Yeah.
Well, exactly. Nobody cares about a black country.
Right.
Well, of course not. So, again, you know, there's... There are too many important things going on. So this whole thing with Charlie Sheen was, you know, obviously was something to distract everyone, but, again, it didn't work because nobody cared. And, you know, I'm more concerned with the fact that Obama's willing to put all of these refugees in this country, but these are the same fools that went and did this bombing. You understand? Listen, why are we worried about
being
refugees?
I can't get into the politics.
Well, we can't
get
even
into the
freaking
politics.
Well, I put it to you like this. Why are we worried about condemned refugees when I got some homeless vets running around? I got homeless kids running around. I don't care. Leave these people outside the country cold of the day. And everybody's like, oh,
okay.
Francis. All of a sudden, France has got some balls now because they've gone and bombed this country. Yeah, and when they bomb your back, you're going to be coming back to everybody else talking about, oh, listen, go freaking bake a croissant, freaking go to Canada and call it a day. Like, I'm so over this shit.
All right, listen, all I want to say is this, because, you know, I don't want to stay off the topic, but all I want to say is this. Once again, the chicken's coming back home to roost. It's not like there hasn't been other religions that haven't killed, so-called killed in the name of God.
Oh yeah.
So now you want to make Islam the poster boy for, you know, terrorism. And terrorism started way before then, way before they started.
Absolutely.
And I'm just gonna leave it at that.
But the whole big issue with that is for a lot of us. Well, I know for me personally don't really care. But if you've got that many radicals, I'm not letting you in my country at this point. I'm keeping all of y'all out until y'all sort out y'all mess, and then y'all come to me.
Exactly, because you don't know what you're letting in here. We don't need
just
that
like,
issue.
What we're letting
like,
in here,
you know,
the question, the thing is, I don't want to stir off topic, but the whole thing is what's already here. That's what I'm saying. You can't say what you don't want to let in.
Because how did the World Trade Center fall? The World Trade Center didn't fall by itself. It had help.
No, listen. This is way before.
And guess what?
This is way before.
But But and this is another thing. Seriously, we got homegrown again. Keep ever listen. And this is where I'm gonna sound like I'm crazy, and too late. Listen, we got enough homegrown terrorists here that want to be down with these crazy radicals. We got one or two options, as far as I'm concerned. We can take them asses and ship them overseas and let them be with their people, or we can lock their asses up. Those are the only two options I see fit. Who's being told?
I'm going back to Charlie.
I'd rather ship them overseas. I'm just saying.
I don't think it's that serious, but I'm going back to
whatever.
Okay. Okay.
Well, listen, Charlie. Listen, let's be honest. We all knew something was going to get Charlie. We all knew something was going to get Charlie.
But how do you sit there and say that you spend, $10 million because you were being blackmailed by people who don't want you, who wanted to out you? And my thing is, all right, he's outed. So now what's the difference? There's no real difference in his status as an actor then, and there's no real difference as a status of his as an actor now.
You can't really say that, because now it may actually limit the type. And I'm saying this as I'm saying this. I'm just waiting for the lightning bolt to strike me. But it may actually impact him making a living in the future. Because honestly, movie houses are going to be very wary to put him on unless they're trying to make a political statement of some sort.
And there's women that are not going to want to do any type of scenes with him, possibly.
Exactly.
Okay,
I get it. Lot of people who are afraid and who may not want to work with him. And some people may shy away from him.
And this is what I'm saying. When you're in the public eye like that, I guess, I wouldn't know, because I'd rather be in the corner drunk with a bottle. But when you're in the public eye like that, stuff like this that comes out can really break you. It can really damage you. It can keep you from ever working again, especially in that industry. Because
at his age, does he really care? At his age, does he really care?
I would say so.
I think he's just telling a story. Because first of all, he's saying that he's HIV. He has HIV.
Yeah,
but
he's HIV.
Basically, he takes all the medicines, and he's good. I'm kind of wondering about Magic Johnson. If somebody came to him in the little room and said, listen, if you say this and become the poster boy for that, we'll give you this. Because I find it very interesting how his wife ain't got nothing and they was doing unprotected. I even got to bring up Eazy-E. You know what I'm saying? His wife ain't never popping with nothing. His kids ain't never popping with nothing. So all of a sudden, how do you get it and you don't pass it on? But they're quick to do all types of advertisements. Say, you got to strap up. You got to do this because you don't want to pass this to that.
You have people who have been with herpes and not everybody gets it.
Herpes is serious. You can see that. That's a cold sore and people running. Not always.
Sometimes it's dormant.
You don't catch it when it's showing. You catch it when they're shedding, and that's when you don't see it.
Herpes
is skin to skin contact.
Herpes one better though. It can also be dormant for some people can just have the gene, but never actually have full blown herpes.
Exactly. So it can happen because I know
a couple of people
who have it and their partner don't.
All right, so wait a minute. So you're trying to say it's kind of like The Walking Dead. You can have the gene in you to be the zombie. Oh, wow, that's scary.
Yes. You have to get tested for HSV. HSV-1 and HSV-2. Some people are born with one, which is the cold sore. And check this out. If you have one, let's just say I have a cold sore, right? And I give a guy a blowjob, I can give him general herpes. My one can give somebody two if I touch them orally.
So, to answer your question,
And it's skin, and it's skin-to-skin contact. At least with AIDS, you have to wrap your penis up and worry about the fluid. With this, you can be spooning a motherfucker and get some herpes. You understand? Spooning. It's fucked up. It comes on your ass, your thigh, your lips, and your genital areas. And the sad part about it is you don't see it coming. You don't even see it. Some people's outbreak looks like their hair, like a little pimple. But then some you don't even see. And that shit's real. Like I said, I know people who have it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. And Hollywood or some individuals in Hollywood basically wanted to blackmail this dude. So if that's the case, because, I mean, I don't know, with all the ranting and raving and the stuff that he's been through throughout the years, who's to say that he's exactly telling the truth?
But here's something else to consider. He's saying that he found out during the time when him and Chuck Lorre had it out over on 2.5 Men. That's when he snapped. So that may have actually been his way of coping with the fact that he just found this shit out.
True.
He may have actually lost his fucking mind. Because
which anybody would.
But based on the time frame of when he found out, from when all of this shit happened with 2.5 Men, it would make sense. But, again,
but my thing is, you can never get rid of a blackmailer. I mean, it just makes no sense because they will always rat you out. I ain't paying nobody shit. If you know something about me, I don't give a fuck. Tell it. Because I ain't giving you all my money. Because now if you need that shit, they don't need that money.
They don't need that money for, I guess, more medicine. But, you know, he getting the good shit anyway. He's getting the good shit anyway, so it don't really
matter. You know what? And that's what people don't seem to realize, too. Yeah, he's got this, but he can afford to a lot of the top great medicines that the regular person can't.
Well, we don't know how much money he went through.
So much like it doesn't matter. Much like Magic Johnson,
Probably he ain't got money. Remember, he got old money. He got what's the daggone movie with Emilio Estevez, Lou Diamond Phillips? What was that movie?
He got Young Guns money. He got the race money. He got Ferris Bueller money.
He's good. He ain't hurting like that. He may spend, but remember,
he got
Emilio Estevez was, well, I think it's his brother.
Yes.
You see who his father is.
Yes.
Martin Sheen.
So, either way, he's good. He's good money, but the thing is, the average person doesn't have that resource, 99.9% of the time. You know what I'm saying? Charlie going to be around for a long time because he's got the backing to be around for a long time. Now,
take care of himself and leave the drugs alone.
Well, you know he ain't going to stop taking the drugs unless
he
just blows it again.
Really bad.
Then again, he just might become a pothead.
Well, first of all, I don't see how he's going to become any of that or be any of that when he has to take this medicine. Like, see, those are the things that don't add up to me. So all these years that he was going hard drinking and drugging, but yet he has to take these medicines.
Well, it's only been over the past few years.
And didn't he just stop his rampage?
Hey, but this is my point. So again, this has been his. And this is the thing. This is probably why he looks worse than what he should, because he's probably been taking these medications with the drugs that he's been taking in order to cope with this shit.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you know?
He looked like he was losing weight.
I was looking horrible.
Yeah, but like him doing, for him to be going on like that, he has to be setting himself back. That's why I don't see how he's
free and
in the clear, and there's no signs of it when you was drinking and drugging while you were taking the medicine. Remember, alcohol and some of these drugs will kill off the medicine that you're trying to take. So
well,
it's like,
and this is why he looks.
Taken.
But this is why he looks the way that he looks. Because
exactly.
if you look at him prior to when he left 2.5 Men, and then you look
at
him
at 2.5 Men,
yeah. And then you look at him on Anger Management, and he looks like a freaking crackhead from the backside of Vernon.
Yeah. He was even starting to, like, kind of move like he had fucking Parkinson's and shit.
Straight walking dead out this bitch. Like, come on.
Yeah, he was starting to look really bad.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Either it's the combination of the drugs
but
and the medicine or the side
effects.
But,
you know, he's absolutely setting himself back. But the bigger question is, does he care that he's setting himself back? And the answer is, hell no, because if he cared, he would change the way that he's been living his life. Get him
okay,
so explain, the like that,
so
get
help. So explain Magic Johnson. Explain Magic Johnson.
Magic actually gave a shit. About himself. He changed up his entire lifestyle once he found out he had this fucking disease. You understand what I'm saying? Charlie Sheen ain't doing that. Charlie Sheen, at this stage, God forgive me, but I really think at this stage Charlie is getting ready to go really full throttle, all or nothing.
It's crazy. You have a lot of people living with it. You know, you used to watch Too Close for Comfort, right?
Yeah.
Too Close for Comfort?
Yeah.
Huh?
Okay, you know Jim J. Bullock, he has it.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah, I remember him. Yeah, he
right, he was HIV positive. He's the HIV positive at the same time Magic Johnson was. And he still looked good.
Yeah,
no,
but see, that dude was still good.
Nah, he's
no,
not
that I'm...
He's still alive.
Okay.
But my
no,
thing is,
somebody
J.J. Bullock. J.J.
Yeah, he's
HIV
positive.
But he was taking care of himself. Like, he looked like he was taking care of himself.
But this is what we're saying. You know?
You take
but
care
you
of
don't
yourself.
Never, but
doing
you, don't,
it.
You don't never hear about any of his partners. But, like, look at Magic Johnson and look at his wife and the fact that his wife has nothing. Look at the fact that she's
okay, and
like
look at Greg
Louganis.
Okay,
and
look at Greg Louganis, Olympic champion, swimmer, blah, blah, blah. He has it. He's still around.
Okay?
His partner doesn't have it. But his partner, he's with the same guy he's been with for like 30 years or whatever the hell. His partner doesn't have it.
It's like Russian roulette. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody is going to get it who they fucking with. It's the Russian roulette. That's all it is.
You know? You know, it might be that one time. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's the simple fact that Charlie now has this thing that should have altered his life in a more positive way. But, in fact, he's turned into the crazier drug addict that he was. Here's one thing that'll change, though. He'll probably never get ass ever again in his life. So they know we're going to fuck with him.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah,
possibly,
I'm
going to
say
that.
Unless she got it herself,
my thing is, I'm sorry he got it, whatever, but there's other things to focus on. Like my man, Michael J. Fox, got Parkinson's. Can we cure that, please?
Hello?
You know?
Yeah,
that's one dude I care about. Like, that's my dude right there.
However, I did hear that Michael J. Fox got arrested for inside gambling, but that's a whole different story.
What?
But wait a minute. Yeah, he got arrested for something recently. But first of all, Michael J. Fox is a vampire. Like, I don't think he still looks like he's on Family Ties. Like, he was looking when he was on Family Ties. That's number
because
one.
Because
like,
his wife is taking care of him. He has a good family structure. I'm telling you.
And this
he's
Parkinson's
taking care of
thing. And this Parkinson's thing, like, from, like, he really. Like, he looks like he's not going through it at all. It's not to say that he's not going through it.
He's doing what he needs to do. You got to understand.
Exactly.
If you do what you need to do, yes, you might have this life-altering disease or whatever, but if you do what you're supposed to do, the toll that it takes on you is not as dramatic as it totally would take on someone who's not doing what they're supposed to do.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
He has people. He has family. So that's
you know, it's like with someone who's a diabetic. You know, if a diabetic person takes care of themselves and do what they're supposed to do, they're not going to have a limb amputated.
No.
You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely
if they
not.
Don't do what they're supposed to do, they're going to be like my grandfather and end up losing their leg below the knee.
Exactly. Just the same with high blood pressure. A lot of people feel
you know?
When you have it, it's the end of the world. It's not the end of the world.
No,
you
change your diet.
You
exercise. You take your measure. You fall to death.
Well,
exactly.
But look at that. Look at that. Like about 20, maybe 30 years ago, a little longer, AIDS and HIV and AIDS was like the, oh, my gosh, like it was just like a death sentence.
Yes,
now,
it was.
Now
all of a sudden, yeah,
it's manageable. It's still a death sentence,
but it's
manageable.
Yeah, like HIV, oh, yeah, you just pop your round of pills and you're good. But cancer is just like is a beast, and it's like it's just taking over everything. And I'm
well,
like,
that's because,
wow.
And again, that's because you know the big pharma doesn't want to admit to the fact that it's easily cured by fucking taking doses of cannabis oil. And I'm not saying it because I'm a freaking stoner. I'm saying it because it's been proven scientifically that taking cannabis oil over a certain amount of time in certain doses can actually cure cancer. It actually can.
But they'll
now,
say that's not proven. That's not, that hasn't been FDA
but do you understand what I'm saying? There are certain things in this world that can be cured naturally. You know?
Yeah, but you know,
now,
people don't believe that.
But here's the thing, Big Pharma doesn't want this information out. So, of course, you know, people are still going to go for this chemo. They're still going to go for this. They're still going to go for that. They're still going to go for the dialysis and God knows whatever else, you know, the medical industry wants them to go for, strictly based on the fact that this is what it is.
This is true.
You know? But like I said, Charlie Sheen's going to kill over, and it won't even be from the disease. It'll be because he's not taking care of himself.
Exactly. Or he overdosed on drugs. The AIDS,
mm-hmm.
HIV is not going to take him out. His lifestyle is.
I believe it.
Well, you know, he's been pushing for...
Because my thing is, because once again, why are you coming out now?
Because he was being blackmailed. Four or five years.
Okay, so he could have continued, you know what I'm saying? He could have continued. Unless his money was running low.
Yeah, his money was running low.
I mean, he could have continued. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
no, he couldn't have.
Why? Why? Why couldn't he continue to get blackmailed? I mean, listen. It's not like he was getting any recent movie roles.
So look at it like this. So he basically was gonna. He's so far $40 million in the hole. Really? Come on, $40 million is
said?
A lot of money. Huh?
He was stupid.
He said he's four. What do you mean 40?
I mean,
he said
if you see it, if he's been paying these blackmailers for the past 4 years. $10 million a year?
Nah, he ain't paying that much damn money. If he was paying that much money to some blackmailers, trust me, he would have came out year one. $10 million for the year? Nah, son, he would have came out year one. Because how are you gonna afford $40 million? Now you can probably say $40 million is probably all that he might have left. You know what I'm saying? $40 million? That's a lot.
That's a lot of freaking money. But what I'm
saying, where do you just get $40 million from to give somebody to keep a secret?
His daddy and his brother. Because I ain't
paying nobody nothing. Whatever you got on me, you sell it.
But like I said, Emilio's worth money, and you know Martin's worth money. But I mean, at the end of the day, the sad fact of the matter is that this dude is going to die from a disease that's not even the disease that's going to kill him.
Exactly.
He's
going to
die.
Maybe the complication.
He's an Estevez like everybody else.
No. The side effect
maybe
of being a stupid moron is going to kill him.
Well,
why
listen,
are you
Charlie
dead
Sheen.
Ass?
Charlie Sheen lived his life the way he felt fit, the way he felt.
So now you're going to leave behind how many kids? 4 kids, with 2 of which happen to have a really fucked up mother because she's a real big drug addict. Okay?
Okay. The question is, you leaving them with any money?
Brooke, she's a fucking waste of life. Denise Richards, surprisingly enough, turned out to be the decent one. So now, on top of the 2 kids that they have, then he's got the twins with this Brooke broad, who's a fucking idiot, drug addict up the wazoo, whose kids were so fucked up that when she went into rehab, they sent her kids to go live with freaking Denise Richards. Denise Richards called child services to tell child services to come take them 2 kids because they're dangerous. Because they were trying to hurt her and her kids from Charlie. Yeah.
I heard that Charlie is the one that took the kids back from Denise Richards because the girl that he was going to marry wanted him to stop dealing with her.
No. It's actually been reported. No, they actually have the whole court thing where Denise Richards went to court and said, y'all got to come get these kids because I can't deal with this no more. These kids are dangerous. So I forget which one it was. I forget if it was the boy or the girl.
Wendy Williams. And you know, Wendy Williams is on her shit.
No, she on some shit.
Oh,
no. Because what happened
that moment,
because
when he got with that girl, he lost a lot of friends.
One of Brooke Mueller's kids pulled out a freaking knife and tried to kill Denise Richards and her 2 kids. Yeah. Wendy's on some shit, but she ain't on the right shit.
But again,
at the end of the day, this fool is going, he's pretty much ended his life. But now he's going to destroy 4 kids in the
front. He had to have some type of safety net, hopefully. Maybe out of this, you know, something else will come up where he'll be able to. Because, I mean, he said he was going to do a little spokesman work here and there.
Please.
I mean, that's what he said. That's
yeah,
the
and
point. After he does that ad, you're gonna find him around the corner, freaking with some crackhead, freaking shooting up or some shit. Come on, I'm sorry, I have no faith in this fool.
But
he's had how many chances to fix this shit?
So you wouldn't stay with him?
You acting the wrong soul. You are asking the wrong soul. I help those who help themselves. And you get 2 shots with me. I'm not
okay.
I'm giving 2 chances. You screw up both those chances, guess what? You on your own, bro. You were on your own. And you're lucky you got 2. Because when I was younger, it was 1 shot. It was 1 and gone. 1 and gone. Okay? I've actually gotten nice since I've gotten older.
Listen, this whole Charlie Sheen thing, like I said, I find it very interesting that all of a sudden he wants to come out now about his condition. I find it very interesting how he wants to talk about, you know, blackmail now, and allowed it to go on for a so-called, allegedly, $10 million a year, because I don't know anybody that's going to really give $10 million. Well, not that I know people have $10 million, but it doesn't sound logical for you to give away $10 million a year to somebody who's saying, if you don't do this, I'm going to come out and say that.
Well,
you never know. Remember, he's a junkie. You don't know what's going on in his mind. And if he got the money, then $10 million is nothing to him. And he wasn't ready for that secret to come out. So,
well, too late, because it's out now, bitch. I'm talking about him, not you. I'm saying
that's why you don't pay a blackmailer. You can't pay a blackmailer. He's always going to want more money.
And the funny part is, it probably started out with a small amount, too. Probably.
Exactly.
It probably started out with, you know, a couple of hundred grand, and it just kept getting bigger and bigger. I wouldn't be surprised.
He got it.
I would not be surprised, but you know what? It is what it is. Because had he been paying attention in the first place, and not freaking send himself, it would have been a whole different story. I'm sorry. I'm sorry he got it because I don't wish no disease on nobody. But on the flip side of that, dude, seriously? Come on. How much sympathy do you expect from the world? Come on. You spent
I'm mad at the media. 45, I'm mad at the 40... media and the Daily News for printing that shit. That's why I'm pissed off at.
I'm not mad at some either.
I'm mad. I am. Because we have more pressing things worrying about than for that shit to be on the front page.
You know what? You know why I'm not mad at them? Because I expect this from them. You know? It's like having a child. You expect the child to constantly screw up. It's the same mentality. You know? I expect the media to do stuff like this to try to pull, you know, the mind away from real issues.
Exactly. And that's the this seems like this is some type of ploy because the timing is too coincidental.
But this is my point. This is exactly my point. You know, this is what the media does.
It's crazy. I mean, my thing is, if you had a partner, and then you found out, would you stick around?
Probably not.
Why?
Probably not. Oh, because I'm just selfish. Because I'll be honest with you, if it was me, I bet you he'd be going out the door in 2.2 seconds. I'm not even playing with you.
Next,
you know, it's the same theory with the guy. If a girl cheats on a guy, oh, it's the end of the world. She's this, that, and the third. But if he cheats on her, oh, baby, give me, listen.
That's what's up. It all depends on the relationship. Let's just say we've been together for years and he got it from somebody he didn't. It all depends on how he got it. It's hard to say. And I'm being realistic here. I'm not speaking out of like, no. I'm being realistic. If we go, it all depends. It all depends.
All right, so he got it from cheating on you. You staying around?
Oh, no. Didn't you hear me say it all depends? It all depends on the situation.
90% of the time, they don't really get them from blood transfusions like that.
No, but that's something that happened before me, and he didn't know that I got.
Well, that's all. I don't know if I could even do it then, because you know what? Responsibility.
Men don't
responsibility.
Go to the doctor, so we don't know when the fuck they had it. You know what I mean?
They're
but
supposed
if you got
to.
It, and you with me, and you cheated, you gotta go.
But this is the thing, and I'm a firm believer in. Oh, it's time for your annual physical. Yeah, you're kind of passionate. I'm that person. Absolutely. It's time for your physical. Let's go. Get it together. Yeah, I'm her. And I will absolutely make sure that's what you do. Because if I can get up and go, so can you.
Oh, that's
good. I'd rather know than be surprised. I don't like surprises like that. The last surprise I got was 6 years ago.
You know what? I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. All I know is, as for me, damn.
Come on, sleepy.
How do you just abandon a person that you've been with, and because you always found out this, you know,
listen,
what you found out? How do you do that?
Listen, if he got it because he was cheating, I'm out. I'm definitely out.
Yeah, but that's the thing. He wasn't even so much cheating. He was just with an array of women.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole thing. He was just running around with so many women. And
I gotta say, I think he got it from drugs, though. I honestly believe he got it from all the drug use. How are you messing with all of these porno chicks and not one of them got it? Your ex-wives don't got it. Your kids don't got it. Nobody got it other than you. I'm saying it's the drugs. I'm sticking with the drugs because knowing him, he was shooting up with somebody, dirty needle. Hey, guess what? Chances are.
Well, you know, and I wouldn't, like, yeah, I wouldn't doubt it because his drug use has been very, very sketchy.
Dude, seriously?
Very sketchy.
He made freaking Sid Vicious seem like a saint. The amount of drugs that he did and the way in which he did them. You know, seriously, he could show Keith Richards how to shoot up properly. Like, seriously, I mean, Charlie Sheen, whew. Damn.
Wow.
Well, I'm just saying.
Come on. Nobody should be doing drugs like that. And that's what he was doing. He was doing drugs like that.
But,
he's not the
but
only
my,
one.
But also, what was the, like, what do you think was the reason? Like, what was his whole purpose of, like, coming out? Like, not, it was more than just blackmail. Like, who made, like, you're not Magic Johnson. You just want to go out in front of the world and say, hi, you know, I'm Charlie Sheen and I'm Ace Happy. Like, I'm Ace
Happy. I think you want attention.
You want attention?
Yeah, that's what I think, too. That's what I think, too.
Who the hell wants that kind of, that's not.
Yeah, I think he wants attention.
Yeah,
ooh,
I think he wanted
the
attention.
Maybe he wants to do Philadelphia, too. Maybe he wants to do Philadelphia, too. I don't know.
You stupid.
Stupid. Ooh,
like, maybe
you
he
dumb.
Wants to do. Like, maybe
you
he wants
dumb.
To, you know. But, I like, but like this. His career was somewhat in the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, this can kind of revitalize.
So
you know, so he thinks. I mean, somebody, who knows, somebody may want to pick him up, you know, because of this. Like, wow,
yeah.
You know, you never
know. I don't
know.
Yeah, I don't know. He
I mean,
a bad reputation.
Feel is, yes, he does. Yes, he does, but he might need money. He might need money, or he just might need, you know, attention, you know, brought to his situation.
You trying
so
to say he needs a hug?
Basically,
you need to hug.
Like, woe is me. Like, I'm.
Yeah,
like,
he
I'm
burns
sorry,
a lot of bridges, though.
Me.
You can't go around burning bridges in the second.
And he if he burns any more bridges, ooh, Lord.
Because
yeah,
I remember he was mouthing off. He was mouthing off a lot about a lot of things.
He was ranting on Twitter. He was going in on everybody. The whole fucking going in on the whole cast of. Two and a half men.
He sure was. He surely was.
The whole cast.
But those are the drug years.
You know,
those are drug
so
years,
I.
So you got to kind of excuse him because he wasn't in his right mind.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. There's some
he
point
was.
Where he was sober.
Whatever.
When
yeah, I wonder if
Charlie,
I can get away with
Charlie
that.
Charlie never looked, when did Charlie Sheen ever look sober? When? Exactly.
Listen, when you go to sleep, you wake up. When you wake up, you're sober. Listen, he knew what he was doing. He was just angry and bitter. You know, whatever your demons are, don't take it out on everybody else.
But when you don't know how to channel that, that's all you can do. You understand?
And now
he
doesn't go.
Yeah, he never really had a true coping mechanism when it came to dealing with the harsh realities of anything.
Yeah, he did sex.
That's not a coping mechanism.
But that was sex and drugs. Sex and drugs was his coping mechanism.
Exactly.
Like, that's
sex
how he,
drugs.
You know, that was his escapism.
Yeah.
That's
then
what
he
did.
Then he should have found something better. Personally, I prefer alcohol. I don't need the drugs.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody got their own vices. I mean, my
exactly.
whole thing is I don't think you should come out in public and talk about because people are black, we try to go off the thing, oh, people are blackmailing me, and yeah, because I'm this. Like, I think it's a cry for help, a cry for sympathy, but at the same time, it's a hustle, a move. Like, he's trying to, you know, maybe he wants to do a telethon or something, or
he's
wants
trying
to try.
He's trying to start his career. People
stop
yeah.
I think you said he's trying to do a telethon.
Yeah, you never, I mean, listen. He'll take this and parlay it into, he'll become like an activist, and he'll get some, you know, so-called free donations for whatever charity
he's working
for.
But here's that Hollywood bandwagon. We were talking about. Because if that actually happens, it'll go to prove exactly what happens in Hollywood, besides the most obvious of things, you know. It's a bandwagon. Let me jump on the latest cause, blah, blah, blah. And I guarantee you, if he promotes it right, if he promotes it the right way, half of Hollywood will be lined up, freaking be on his fucking side. Poor Charlie, where? But nobody stopped saying, well, Charlie kind of did most of the shit.
I don't know, did anybody come out yet?
Well, give it time. But wait a minute.
Okay, now I'm going to play devil's advocate. So you see how he stepped out in the public and did what he did. I want to see, I kind of want to do a Bill Cosby comparison. Because, see, we're talking about, they allegedly say that Bill raped these women. But this dude running around with HIV for years having unprotected sex. Let's do the comparison. Which is kind of...
There is no comparison because technically...
Hello, Bill Cosby's black. He's always going to go down. They destroyed him. He's done.
Technically, he should actually be charged with some attempted murder. Technically. Because anybody else who does it would have been charged with attempted murder.
He knew he had it. So that's what I'm saying. So wait a minute. You don't crucify him, but you crucify Bill Cosby.
I never crucify him. Because I said he didn't rape him.
I'm not saying you. But I just find it very interesting from Jared to Charlie Sheen to Bill Cosby. Because I've had this conversation with people of my own ethnicity, who fight me tooth and nail on what Bill Cosby did was wrong. But I'm like, wait a minute, he wasn't proven guilty. He still wasn't proven guilty of anything.
Oh, everybody's
but yet,
guilty,
Charlie. But listen, he's guilty of getting some. That's what it was. Outside of his marriage, he's guilty of. Copping to what we would do is like, go grab me some trees or go to the store, get a little fifth and come through. That's what he did. That's what he's guilty of. This dude, Charlie Sheen, knowingly have HIV and having unprotected sex with women. This dude, Jared, from Subway, is a pedophile. Yet,
admitted pedophile.
What major press coverage is it getting? Charlie Sheen wasn't even on the, his situation wasn't even really on the front page. It was on like page 2 or 3.
It's messed up. And Facebook didn't even destroy that guy enough. He touched children, and they didn't really destroy him, but they destroyed Bill Cosby.
Yep, took away took his name off of stuff, took his statue down. Disney, they did all types of stuff. Black people just quick to turn their back. But like I was talking with somebody else.
Black people are so quick to turn their back on everybody. They even turn their back on the president.
Yeah, but now check this out. But you love R. Kelly. You love R. Kelly and his music that he's pissing on kids.
Oh, yes, you love the pisser, right.
Yeah, you love the Pied Piper of pissing. But you want to condemn Bill Cosby and you want to condemn, you know what I'm saying, the president. That's why when sometimes black people out here trying to call for stuff, I'm like, shut up. I'm not even answering your call. I'm not even thinking about what you're saying because your priorities are mixed up.
Well, for the record, I condemn everyone because I think everyone's fucked up. Personally.
No, but listen. Like I've been saying of recent, I said it a while ago and I bring it up again. Either you're a human being or you're a being that's having a human experience.
I say absolutely. I'm experiencing humanity. And I gotta tell you, it sucks.
And I'm sorry, real quick. Matter of fact, I'm gonna save the last 20 minutes because I gotta come at Mika about something. But anyway,
I'm in the middle of a computer repair right now.
Okay, well, this is really straying off topic.
Because, come on, my TV boyfriend's about to come on. Nicole, he's interrupting us. Our TV boyfriends are about to come on.
You know, our other family on Blog Talk Radio is Undisputed Truth. Yeah, I was on a show about, like, a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some dude who really seems to have a problem with you. I mean, I guess he has a problem with the show because he has a problem with you. And I'm
me?
Yeah, you, Mika. Mika.
Oh,
Mika. Are you familiar with what I'm about to say, Mika?
I have no idea, so this would be really interesting.
Yeah, because you need to listen to the last show, one of the Hot Rods, doing the Few the Truth last show. I think the one from last week, because, it got a little nasty.
Wow.
Got a little nasty.
What was
the
topic about? Now, you can't just go into it and tell them to listen to the show, because I want to know. What was the topic about?
So
I really
much,
could kill us.
Topic was about, it was the fact that homeboy, I think his name is Matt.
I don't even know a Matt, so there that goes.
I forgot his name, because he's irrelevant. But he had some disparaging, you know what I'm saying? I was told that he apparently had a problem with you, some type of issue with you or whatever. But either way, he went on this rampage about feminism and said, you know, a couple of things to Miss Jones. Went and really let her talk. Miss Jones really, you know, got a little offended. And then he tried to take a swipe at me. Now, the first swipe he tried to take at me was when he said something about not liking my show and because of you. Like, I really don't care. To everybody who's listening, you know, I love everybody, but whether you like my show or not, it don't stop my day. Whether you listen to it or not, it doesn't stop my day or any of our days. So it is what it is. But this dude felt the need to make the comment on the air about, you know, oh, Mika, oh, this, that, and the third, and, oh, your show, and this, whatever. So
okay, could you be a bit more vague? Because at this stage,
that's what I'm saying. Like
why don't you just say whatever it was? Because honestly,
All I'm saying is some dude, I think his name is Matt, and I wish Hot Rob calling. He hasn't seemed to have a problem with you. And I'm trying to figure out where does this problem stem from, because he's a very, like, wannabe militant slash he seems to have women problem. Like, see, a lot of problem with women who you know, I guess are not afraid to speak their mind type thing.
Okay.
And apparently
but
somebody
honestly,
y'all went to school with? You went to school with this dude? Matt.
Yeah, okay, for the record, I graduated Kingsborough in 97. We're coming up on 2016. We're going to say it's been about 18, 19 years. Really? If you're still holding a grudge from that far back, dude, you need a life. Whomever you are, if you're still carrying that much of a grudge from, like, damn near 20 years ago, get it, lady, get a life, do something other than be a bitch. Because you were so significant to me in college, I really know who you are now.
I mean, because, you know, like, you know, we...
I'm sorry for him.
But, like, you know, we caught up, a few of us caught up for drinks. You know,
yeah.
The Undisputed Truth crew, we caught up for drinks on Sunday. And,
yeah, I heard you guys were supposed to be going out for that, and unfortunately, I didn't make it.
And I, you know, I didn't know that everybody was offended by, or some choice people were offended by my statement of saying, now I see, this is why I condone some of the Klansmen's actions. You know, I had to apologize to Hot Rod and Sean Black, because the dude felt the need to say that I was catering to Miss Jones. Like, I was catering to Miss Jones because of what she was saying, and I was basically trying to protect her. And
because Miss Jones needed protection.
She don't need no protection. But the thing
is,
he just kept over talking her, and like he kept being like real extra. So then when he used the word cater, then I told him, like, yo, dude, don't walk in my jungle. Like, you don't want to go there. I also made it clear, like, I'm not a waiter, so I don't cater to no one. So if you want the problem that exists, it's right here. And I, you know, like, he got offended because of what I said, but he seemed to be an antagonist. Like, you really seems to have some type of issue with women. That's why I want you to go back and listen to the episode, because it got real. It got real crazy. It got crazy.
Well, you know what? My response
tagged us in it, because I don't know what episode or what.
This was last week.
It was last week.
Wait, this was Tuesday? Because I know he had problems on Monday.
Yeah, this was last week. This was last week Tuesday,
okay.
Because, you know, we met up on Sunday. So, yeah, this was
okay.
Last week.
No,
I think it was last week Monday.
Okay.
Last week Monday.
Because my issue now is, who the hell is this? But you know what? I shouldn't even say anything as to who the hell is this Teddy. Because we've had a caller call in that was just so mad at black women. Remember that guy?
Yeah, yeah.
I missed that one, and I was angry listening to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at this stage, I'm not really too surprised at things like that are happening. You know, and it's not all guys, but the guys that are really weak-minded are the first ones to cry. Really.
This is true.
And they're insecure in who they are as men. If you feel the necessity to overstate who you are as a man, chances are you're still a mama's boy. Do me a favor, please grow up here and go away. And like I said, I don't know who this. What did you say his name was? Matt.
Matt. His name is
Matt. Matt.
Yeah.
Max?
Okay.
Max.
Well,
I think it's
either
Max.
Either way, he obviously can't be that significant if I really don't remember who the fuck he is. Nor do I care who the fuck he is. Because apparently he's not that serious. You know, and it's a crying shame that some people actually have to make themselves to be more than what they are. Dude, go sit in the corner and, like, read a book or something. I don't know what to tell you.
It's actually something I've been meaning to speak to you briefly about, because, like I said, I mean, at first I gave him a pass. I didn't say anything. But now, like, after the little radio incident that happened, because, you know, he was very, very offended. Like, you know, I just heard that he was, you know, yeah, he was very offended after that. And I'm not apologizing to him. I apologize to Hot Rod and, you know, Anitra B and Sean Black, because, you know, their whole thing is they don't want insults flying across the mic at the show, and I can understand that. But...
And apparently he boiled your bunny. See,
well,
my bunny
yeah,
can't be boiled by someone that I don't even freaking know, or at least remember. You know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And it's like I said, I just wanted to, you know, kind of clear the air on that. And
okay.
If you
well,
do get a chance,
when
listen
I tell
to
you, I'm not going to waste my time listening to an old show regarding some moron. That obviously is just, you know,
no,
sad and pathetic.
The show was actually good.
Let me rephrase. Obviously, I'm not bagging on the absolute truth, but I'm not going to spend my time listening to, you know, a show just to hear a clip of some idiot, you know, who obviously just really wants to make a name for himself. And has found the perfect format to do it, which is obviously on the internet radio. But you know what? I don't know if you remember that dude Butch that used to call into KRB when we used to do the show. Do you remember that dude Butch? Brother
I think so. Yeah. Vaguely.
I guess he's another Butch, basically. He's got nothing better to do. Then just call into a radio show and start trouble. And call, you understand what I'm saying? He's that type of person. He's so lonely, apparently. This is what he needs to do. Brian Shea, and we went to school with him. Yeah, I'm going to remember 20-some-odd years ago. I barely remember what I did yesterday.
I
was sober, which is really bad.
Listen, I just had to throw it out there just in case, because this dude was, you know, he was just really extra. And, you know, it had came up again, you know, while we were at the table, because we were discussing it, because like I said, it was, you know, it got real hot at the end, like real grimy.
My
thing is, if you would have called in, you would have loved it, because it was just right up your alley. You too, Nicole. Like, it was like a steel cage match.
Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, gosh.
It was steel cage. Dear God.
Wow.
And this is what disturbs me. You know, listen, we do these radio shows for a lot of reasons, you know. But at the end of the day, the main focus of any program that any of us do, whether it's here, you know, on the mental, or if it's on the absolute truth, is to get out there to see what people are thinking, to actually discuss real issues, or at least something close to real issues. And the last thing we really need on any of these shows is someone who's just really closed-minded and doesn't want to listen to another's opinion because of whatever, you know, issues they're experiencing, you know? The purpose of these programs is to talk. It's to explore things. It's to look at something from a different point of view. It's not so much to sit there and just, you know, beat someone in the head with your own personal beliefs. It's not. These formats are here to expand the mind, to expand the thought process, to look outside of yourself, to go outside of the box, you know? That's why we do these shows. They're not to express our own personal opinion, or rather, to beat somebody in the head with our opinion. Come on. That's not why we do this.
Whatever. You can't
really
anybody.
But we're not here.
Well, no,
but
you're right. You can't
we're not
everybody.
Here to do that.
No.
But some people, here's the problem. Some people feel that we're supposed to pander to them.
Oh, wow.
Nah.
I'm not that person.
And my response is, if I don't pander to my children, I sure so ain't pandering to you. And I sure pander to them because I gave them what? I ain't pandering to those. I'll kick them in the ass, but I ain't pandering to them. But I ain't pandering to you.
That's
I'm just saying.
Get to know the person. How are you going to sit there and say you don't like somebody and you don't know them?
Well, apparently I know this person.
Or maybe you didn't.
Yeah.
Or maybe you didn't give them none.
That you know that wouldn't be the first time I've gotten in trouble for that. By the by, I actually had to ask you about that quite recently, and my response was no, thank you. So, but you know what?
Whatever happened, this is a long time ago. And if you're still holding on to that grudge, then someone needs to go see a therapist.
Yeah, he's still holding on to that grudge.
He needs to be on somebody's couch.
Yeah, he needs to talk about his mommy issues, apparently.
Yeah, he needs to be on somebody's couch taking a nap. Like I said, I'm not going to bash the dude, like, because he's not here. He can't really defend himself because he doesn't really have an excuse or a reason to defend himself.
And well,
himself.
He wasn't able to, but, he wasn't there to defend himself
well,
either.
I don't know who he is. What's there to really defend myself against? I don't know.
You'd have to speak to Hot Rod. Maybe Hot Rod would jog your memory.
Oh, dear God, please.
You know what I'm saying?
Talking to Great Goosehead?
Yeah, maybe you can talk to Hot Rod about it, but...
Yeah, I'd rather
like
not
said,
because he's just as cloudy as me.
But
at the end
of
the day, it's not that serious. You know, whoever I rub the wrong way, I say I'm sorry, but I'm really not.
Well, but you know what? Once again, that's the difference between people of a higher intelligence and people of a lower intelligence. And it's not to get offended, or people should be offended, but if you don't think at a higher standard, don't expect somebody to treat you at a higher standard.
Well,
they're
this is also very
bad. Normal, or they're going to treat you low. And you can't blame anyone but yourself. If you choose not to elevate your mind state, if you choose not to elevate yourself, your physical being, if you choose not to elevate yourself spiritually, then don't be mad when someone says something that you find offensive, because maybe you should look inside yourself and see that maybe something that you're lacking, or there's something that you're missing. because not everything is meant to be is meant to offend. Sometimes somebody may just bring something to your attention. You just may not like how it's put out there.
Well, some people can't handle the truth either.
Well, we know that. And, you know, listen, I mean, hey, truth hurts. Take a Tylenol.
Yes,
you know,
it does.
It
hurts quite a bit, actually, and this is why I drink. To numb the pain of the fact that but I can also take the truth. Let's be honest. I can take it. I'm not going to like it, and I'm not supposed to like it, but I can take it. And that, again, is the difference. But at the end of the day, I'd rather you tell me the truth than lie to me. Don't lie to me, please, because that's just going to make matters worse.
Exactly.
I don't need yes people. I need, yo, bitch, you crazy people. Those people I respect.
Exactly. I don't respect a liar.
You know, because if you lie to me, that just means you're trying to get something from me. And when you got what you wanted, you're out.
Well, so not only that, but not just that, sometimes you have certain people that lie just to be insulting, just to insult your intelligence.
Yeah, please don't insult my intelligence.
It's either or.
Yeah, well, this is true, and this is yet again why I'm happily divorced.
All I know is that, yes, I'm sorry, we strayed off topic a little bit.
We strayed off quite a bit, but at the end of the day, Charlie Sheen, you know, it is what it is. We kind of seen this coming. It was either going to be drugs or something else that killed him. And, again, it's probably going to be drugs that kill him now, so it sure as hell won't be sex.
I don't know. I think it's a fluke. I think
it's a fluke that he's lived the past 30 years. If you want the truth.
I don't see why he's coming out with it now.
Here's your twist. The one person, the only other person I thought that would have actually hit this road and didn't was Robert Downey Jr.
Oh yeah, well I like Robert.
But if you remember Robert Downey Jr. back in the day,
yeah, he went
talking about a train wreck.
Yeah, he was.
Remember the movie Less Than Zero? He was on drugs the entire filming of this movie, playing a druggie in this movie. You understand what I'm saying? Robert Downey Jr. I was surprised. I was thrown for a loop when he cleaned up.
But he made a great comeback.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, he did.
But this is my point. He was the only other person that I thought would have gotten something from all the drug use. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because he went in. Dude. Wow. And holy crap. Like, he was scary. He was actually scary. How bad he was in it. And when he did the comeback of all comebacks, I was like, oh, damn.
They gave him a chance. You know, they gave him a chance.
And he took the chance. They gave Charlie the chance how many times? You understand what I'm saying? They gave Robert the chance twice. He's like, all right. Because he did two stints. The second stint was when he totally cleaned up. But like you said,
Charlie Sheen, he burnt bridges. Like, he was mouthing off a lot.
He didn't burn bridges. He blew them up. There is a difference.
Yes.
Charlie grabbed some C4 and went to work.
Yeah, he did.
Think Charlie Sheen was always an asshole and drugs made him worse. I think Robert Downey Jr. was a good guy and the drugs just fucked him up. There's a difference. You know, I think Sheen is just really an asshole.
Yeah, I think there's an assholeness to all of them. I think the level of assholeness is what makes or breaks. You understand? Like, I'm an asshole, but I'm not full blown asshole.
No, there's stages. I'm an individual with asshole tendencies. And then there's a time where I don't want to be an asshole. I just want to be the whole ass.
No, I don't want to
be the whole ass.
No, sometimes you have to be.
Now, I'm not an asshole. I can be that bitch, but I'm not an asshole.
Depending on who I'm talking to, I can be both.
Asshole, that's just, no. I ain't an asshole.
Yeah, sometimes
I got no problem with who I am. Because sometimes I feel like being a bitch. Sometimes I will just be an asshole. But I also work in an industry where it's predominantly male.
So
I got to let them know. I ain't taking it. Okay,
well,
seriously, my phone is awesome. I just heard the theme song of Beverly Hills Cop. But anyway.
Okay.
Dude, I had ringtones for days. But again, at the end of the day, you know what? Charlie did what he did, and now we're just going to see what happens. At this point, this is what we're after.
No, nothing's going to happen. They're probably going to cost him a couple of bucks. No, I don't think. What's going to happen? I don't think he's going to get some major movie
role. I don't think you're going to have people backing him like that. So I don't think anything's going to happen.
I don't think he's going to have any major movie roles or anything like that.
No.
Well, actually, no. His career is really over at this point.
Yeah, exactly. Right now, he has nothing to lose.
No, he doesn't. Absolutely not. So I'm pretty sure at this point his career is over, and there's nothing that can be done about that. You know.
But my problem is how Hollywood, whether it was a couple of people that may have been blackmailing him, it's amazing how Hollywood would actually keep it under wraps, just for the sake of, well, it's Charlie Sheen. You know, we want him to star in this. And we got to keep this under wraps. Or we need to keep getting these ratings. Now, are you serious? Like, so you sacrifice people. You make that sacrifice to not let people know, not to make people aware of his status just for ratings? Are you serious? Come on. It's not that serious.
And this is the thing.
That's an issue right there. Like I said, I still have a problem, and I'm still waiting to see the fallout. Because you basically destroyed Bill Cosby. But the little sandwich boy, Jared, you ain't saying much about him.
He gets away,
and
absolutely.
And I want to see if Charlie, and like I said, I kind of like Charlie Sheen, but I don't want him to get away with this. Because like I said, if there's women out there, are they going to come forward? Like, you're talking about people
blackmailing.
Absolutely
not.
So how
no,
many
they won't.
You
they won't.
No, because they don't want to be, no, they don't want to, you know, unless if they might come forward if they don't have the monster, saying that he slept with them without, you know what I'm saying? But if they have it, they're not coming forward. No.
Yeah.
Only the women that you put at risk will come forward. And
true.
They might try to sue his ass. I know I would.
Can't say I blame him.
I would try to sue his ass for every penny. Be like, wait a minute, what you mean you HIV positive? We slept together five times, then used the condom. Nope.
But wait a minute.
Come after him.
But there were some women that were willing to have sex with him without the condom.
Yeah, so, again, I'm quite sure now they've gone and they've freaking gotten tested up the wazoo.
But once again, he knows his status. So you
have to say he knows his status. They didn't know.
Yeah. So what did Bill Cosby do that was so bad for him to get destroyed? But this dude,
he was having
what's
sex
happen?
While black.
Oh.
There
I didn't know
there
was a charge for that.
And the majority of the women he had sex with weren't black.
Yep. Because had they all been sisters, it would have been a whole different story.
Exactly.
And that's the truth.
That's interesting.
But it's the truth.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna go against it because,
however,
I said, it just doesn't measure up.
However, Angie Dickinson, she should have stopped because when nobody's trying to get off with the honorable phone. She really should have just stayed out of it. I mean, seriously.
No, she had to get her little 15 minutes of fame.
And Beverly Johnson's mad because her show got canceled on the own because she needed some money. So she figured she'll try to bring Bill Cosby down.
Who?
Beverly Johnson.
Andy Dickerson.
Yeah, that's right. She did it too.
Yeah, that bitch came out too. Mhm.
Wow.
Yeah, again, and you know what? These old people that have been irrelevant for so long.
Exactly.
They are
canceled.
Completely irrelevant. Don't nobody care. But all of a sudden, they want to make themselves seen and heard again. Ain't nobody beat them.
I really don't believe. I believe. Check this out. If this shit happened, they had the opportunity to destroy him before he became a black successful man. That's why I don't believe he raped them. Are you kidding me? They had the opportunity to stop a black man from being something. If he raped them, they would have done it. Come on. Back then, in the 70s? Come on.
Well, I mean, yo, you're right. But maybe they wanted this. Maybe the powers that be wanted to capitalize off of him before.
All the people? Get out of here. You can't keep all them people quiet all that time. No. He was about to make a comeback, and they said, oh, hell no. That's what that was about.
But you know, but then black people turned their back on him, too.
Black people always quick to turn their back on you in a heartbeat. Always.
That ain't nothing new. They turn their back on you. Turn their back on their own. That ain't nothing new.
Yeah. You know, there's no loyalty with anybody. Anytime they turn their back on Jesus Christ, you know we ain't faith. They crucified the man. So you think there's loyalty among us mortals? You're okay.
Well, you got a point there. Definitely got a point there. So listen, we got 8 minutes left. What's the topic for next Wednesday?
Next week is Thanksgiving. I won't be able to be on the air.
Well, no one's going to be around next week.
Next week, Wednesday?
Yes. I'm in the middle of moving. So unless you come to Jersey to help a sister out.
Oh, I understand. Did that.
Oh, where are you moving to?
I'm staying here in the town that I live in. I'm just moving further down into a bigger spot.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, especially because it's me and freaking Swirling Moose over here.
Oh, yeah, I hate
me. I don't need him screaming, yo, in the background, sounding like a grown man. Come get him, please. Will somebody please come get this boy? Because he got too much bass in his voice. He ain't old enough.
He was 16, 17?
15.
Oh, he's 15. Oh, I mean, what you expect?
For him not to have that much bass in his voice to knock it sound like his father?
He's about to be eating off your head, as the old people would used to say.
You know what? Shut your cake hole. Oh, my goodness. I cannot today.
Well, listen.
So?
Make sure y'all run out and go get your patty pies.
I tried. Oh. You saw my thing online.
I heard about this.
Were you really in Valley Stream trying to get a patty pie?
Yes, she was.
Let me tell you something. Online, it says it's available. I get down there. They're like, oh, it's not available. That shit says it updates every day. He was like, oh, no. When I said we all was about to get, it was about to be ugly. I was down there after work.
But wait a minute. Has anybody even tasted any one of these pies?
I was going to taste it in the store. Honestly, I never even heard about it.
Yeah, everybody was going crazy rushing to Walmart to get a patty pie. Some dude was thinking about it. Like, yo, they might be on, you know what? They might be stashing them for the Black Friday sale.
Oh, you stupid.
They're going to have a stack of patty pies, like, right at the front of the door.
Yo, I was going to go and get me 7 pies.
7?
Seven
pies? Damn, son.
Not for myself. Yep. I'm going to, you know, get some of the people, have some of the
it was for yourself. And you're going to put two in your freezer.
No, I'm not
going to put two in your freezer.
What is wrong with you?
Listen, I just want to taste it. The patty pie may have, like, you know, changed your nature or something. You might have done something to you. Might have started feeling mad after that.
You know what? I'm not even playing with you right now.
No, I wanted to find out. I was out there in Valley Stream 7 o'clock in the morning.
I'm so mad that you was out there. She was insane.
Just for some pie.
For some pie.
Damn.
All right, well, Mika, you know she's going to do some weird, freaky shit with the pie.
I don't want to know about this right now. I'm not interested. I told you. I don't want to know. I'm not listening anymore. See, this is all your fault. You had to start with this woman. She was good. She was good. Just shenanigans. Listen, she won breakfast at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Beating down the door.
Well, this
kind of
gift pie walked out with some cool whip.
You know what?
See? No comment. No comment.
See, you started this, brother.
I got me a cool whip. I got some plans for my cool whip. Yeah.
Wow.
I feel sorry for the maintenance man. Oh, I'm sorry, the plumber.
He's a maintenance man.
Oh, the maintenance man. I'm sorry. I feel sorry for the maintenance man.
I feel sorry for both of them.
He's about to get cool whipped.
Oh, my God. All because she couldn't get her damn patty pie.
Yeah. The pie would have made it complete because, you know, if you put some pie here, some cool whip there, then, you know,
the rest you leave
to your imagination.
Exactly.
See, y'all got problems. I'm so glad I'm a good girl.
Yeah, okay, Lux. Anyway.
Hey, me being Lux is not... Listen, understand something. By me being a Lux, it keeps me in the house. So I don't get in trouble. I get in trouble in the house. But I don't get in trouble outside the house.
I feel sorry for the kids.
Hey.
For the kids.
Bullshit. You know what?
Probably like, Mama drinking again.
Wow. Listen, they love me when I'm like this. So much.
Yeah, because they can probably get away with it. Like, Mom, give me $5. Like, oh, sure, here.
Hell no. It keeps me from, you know what it does do? It keeps me from yelling at them. Because I'd be much more calm and relaxed.
Oh, I know they can pass
me
the drink.
Yeah, they probably little bartenders.
Hell no, they ain't allowed to be that close to it. They lucky they can smell me. That's enough. I don't need to be that close. Get out of here.
I'm gonna make you a specialized drink. Put you to sleep for hours.
Oh my God.
So here, Ma, this is the real Coquito right here.
This is the real, Mom.
This is the real.
Handle that.
So, with a minute and 34 seconds left, this lady would say 90 seconds, any final thoughts, people? Any final thoughts? Charlie Sheen and his dilemma.
He going to die.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't want to calm on nobody, but I don't care.
So we might as well get ready to freaking call it a day with him. Wish him the best.
Nah, he's gonna be in.
But accept the fact that he in trouble.
Well, all I would say is, I wish the brother the best. I hope everything works out. Next week, Wednesday, we will not be on the air. To everyone who's listening, I'm going to listen. Happy holidays. Enjoy your Turkey Day, and remember what it's really about. It's about family and not about pilgrims and killing Indians.
It's about family and not about alcohol and football.
It's about family and food.
Okay, family, food, and football. With that being said, everybody have a good night.
Yes, all right, good night.
All right,
good night.